Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Yeah!
Look around. It's Ricky here. Tuesday! Later on, somebody in this room got dragged on Twitter for their ashy elbows, and thank God.
Oh,
what did Selena Gomez just do 6 times in one day that would leave you exhausted? Well, maybe not you, Gary, but you know, everybody else. Our LA crew is going to be joining us in a minute with that story. But first, we got to take a moment to send some congratulations to Georgia and Amal Clooney. Reps have confirmed that she is giving birth to their twins, Ella and Alexander.
Aww, congratulations. Wonderful. Those are some normal names.
Very normal. That's some little black names.
I was thinking like Dust Rock and Apple Pocket.
But, I know.
You know, that's cool. But all right, in other news, it's safe to say that Bill Maher hasn't suffered much fallout from his little debacle that happened the other day on HBO when he said the N-word. If you missed it, take a look.
I gotta get to Nebraska more.
You're welcome. We'd love to have you work in the fields with us.
Work in the fields?
That's part of that. That's...
Senator, I'm a house. No, it's a joke.
Now, according to sources, HBO has no plans of canceling his shows, and, like, his live shows haven't really suffered at all either. Like, people still rocking with him. However, Senator Al Franken has canceled his upcoming appearance on the show because of the inappropriate and offensive comment. But one person who's sticking with it, though, Ice Cube.
What'd he say?
Well, Ice Cube's, you know, he has an album to promote. He's dropping a 25th anniversary edition of his album, Death Certificate, and he has, like, a new deal with Interscope Records. So, and, like, with it being, like, the anniversary of the, you know, the L.A. riots, like, back when the Rodney King verdict came down, it's the perfect time to address a lot of the racial issues going on. Now, Cube's rep said the appearance is perfect timing because it sadly speaks to the many of the same race issues we as a society are still dealing with today. So he's looking forward to the discussion.
If you're Bill Maher, are you a little scared that Ice Cube himself is coming on to discuss this topic with you? No, because he's not racist. He's not tripping.
Yeah, Ice Cube was kind of like T.I. They're not like really gangster rappers. They just kind of went to a whole other level.
Confrontation.
Right.
I think y'all are thinking about the Ice Cube now, who did the movie Riding in the Car with the
Kids.
I'm thinking about N.W.A. with the Jerry Curl coming up in there.
He's a little bit more mature now since about 25 years
ago. And Ice Cube, you say it was a part of N.W.A.?
Yeah.
What did the N stand for? Okay, then.
You're right.
That was awkward. What was that?
Silence me.
Everybody do it. Go.
Do your version.
I do your version, Portia.
What was that?
What was that?
End of story.
And that mic drop.
I know. All right, you guys, it's time for some dead dictator news.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a new book out today called The Prisoner in His Palace, detailing the final days of Saddam Hussein as told by the guys who guarded his cell. Turns out he had a soft spot for Mary J. Blige.
Hey,
Yeah, so apparently he was allowed to listen to radio, and he'd always stop tuning the radio if he stumbled upon a Mary J. Blige song.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
I
wonder why Saddam Hussein was crazy about Mary J. Blige.
Because she sang from her soul.
Yeah. She had pain in her voice.
So what you think his song was? My Life?
Probably I'm Going Down.
Yeah.
I mean, the sad thing about it was he didn't live to stay around to hear about the chicken rap.
What's in the chicken rap?
Yeah.
Nobody do it better than Brett Ratner.
No, Mary.
Look at the chicken rap.
Come on, Brett.
Come on, baby.
Just gonna leave us hanging,
bro.
Brett,
you
done
know what's
it like.
Who gonna save me when Mary get mad at me?
We will.
I got your back. You know, Mary's like my sister, Brett.
I got you. What's in the new chicken rap?
I'm going to hell. Yeah.
All right, y'all. Up next, two Papa John's employees were just arrested in Washington State after being accused of offering an extra side other than breadsticks and wings, honey.
What, that butter sauce?
Oh, no. Police received a tip that they were selling cocaine out of the store, and they dubbed the investigation Operation Extra Olive.
Oh, right.
No. Why? Because all you had to do was go in the store, order yourself a pizza, and say, give it extra olives. And then the pizza will come out and your cocaine.
Oh, my. Well, I would definitely get cocaine because I always say extra olives. I'm probably a cokehead and don't even know it.
Well, right, you know, that's what's wrong.
Because I always say
that. There has been a couple days you come to work on 10.
You must have some pizza before that scene with Kenya.
And that, I thought that was extra Parmesan cheese.
No, baby, that was some olives.
Damn.
Yo. All right, Joe, let's check in with LA and see what Sammy and the crew got. What up, y'all?
Thanks, Head Crack. Now, Sammy is all excited for some reason, and we got to find out why. So what is going on?
Okay, well, you know I love Selena Gomez, and I want her life so bad.
Yeah.
She's on a promotional circuit in New York right now, and she wore 6 different outfits in one day. One day.
Why?
So she started out in a blue dress, and then she changed into a bright orange dress for a morning radio show, and then changed for a second radio show into a black mini dress, and then she changed into this pink ensemble and put her hair up for another interview, then put her hair back down.
I'm exhausted already. I've changed
Wait,
my clothes
but I'm
zero
not done.
Times.
I'm All not right. done. She wore the black and white dress for another interview, and then it was date night with The Weeknd, so then she wore this sexy dress.
Okay, I gotta go back to the one dress that I absolutely love because it is literally like she didn't try at all.
What do you mean?
She had a white long sleeve shirt on and went, oh, I don't know, grab something. And she grabbed a dress and put it over top of a shirt.
It was somebody else's dress. That didn't fit her. I mean, the boobs are
right.
Like way down
so
here.
So she goes, I'll just wear a shirt underneath it.
I love Selena Gomez too, and I've often, you know, fantasized that we were boyfriend, girlfriend. But we could never be boyfriend, girlfriend because. Can you imagine traveling with her?
Oh.
There would be 70 bags.
And you'd be like, honey, we're going away for a night.
Yeah.
Well, you never know.
You never know. We might, you know, need to.
So, sorry, but Selena. It's not going to happen.
When you think about artists like this who go on tour and are on stage, the amount of time they change in 2 hours for a show and have to do it so quick behind stage, this is nothing. It's like, I've got time. I have 20 whole minutes to change an outfit.
No,
they don't usually have that.
I bet these are breakaway clothes. That's what they have to do a lot of times in concerts because you don't have time. So it's like, pop it off like a basketball players with those workout things where they can just pull it all
hey,
the steps.
Never do that again.
Where they just pull it and it comes off and they can put another one on up the back real fast. I would love that.
Only celebrities could wear pop-off clothes or else you're just a slut. Anyone out there still hoping for a Friends revival? Well, let it go, Joaquin from Dish Nation. Because it's not going to happen.
I am obsessed with Friends. I've seen every episode at least 4 times.
What do you mean it's not going to happen? I thought it was going to happen.
Yeah.
Didn't we report a long time ago it was going to happen?
Matthew Perry just did an interview with Variety magazine, and he said in there the thought of a Friends reunion gives him nightmares. He says, actually, quote, I have this reoccurring nightmare. I'm not kidding about this. When I'm asleep, I have this nightmare that we do Friends again and nobody cares. So if anybody asks me, I'm going to say no.
Well, it's a nightmare for him because he's married to Monica with twins. He doesn't want to go back to that life.
He's like, oh, God, that's going to be a lot of work.
Matthew went on to say that the show ended on such a high, it could never be that good again.
Well, I have to say, yeah, it ended on a high for him. I think he was...
Didn't he go into rehab right after that?
Yeah. Maybe you watch some of those episodes.
He ended on such a high.
Yeah, right.
He can't do the show unless he's high. Chandler Bing, you can't do it unless you're high.
There were some seasons Chandler Bing was very thin.
I think they could do it if they did a special. You know, just like a 2-hour, you know, on television for one night only.
Where are they now?
Or the movie. The Friends movie. It would be a huge hit. What happened to Chandler and Monica and their twins? Did they have twins?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, they adopted twins. Anna Faris was the birth mother. God, Frank. It's like you've never seen the show before.
Come on.
I really haven't. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
So tell me your thoughts on Gunther.
I have no idea why Joaquin looks like that. Reel it in. Don't go away. The highlights from last night's Bachelorette are in. And get ready for the most awkward kiss ever.
Ow. See?
Yeah, the closed mouth to the open mouth.
That's always awkward.
That is peck. second. You laughed in my whole face.
That's awkward.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. And last night was the third installment of The Bachelorette.
Oh.
And by most accounts, it was pretty litty in the city. So one of the Bachelor's friend actually went to grade school with Rachel, and he's had a crush on her ever since. So last night, he was stressing out because he ain't kissed Rachel yet, and then this happened.
I just want to ask, you know, is this a time that you feel that I can kiss you?
You're asking me
I'm going to ask you because I want you to feel comfortable.
Well, now I feel awkward.
Really?
Because I've never had anybody ask me. They just do it.
Right. But listen, if I just do it, I want you to know. I want you to know that you might feel something, okay?
It was just like...
When he kissed her, he must have thought he was kissing a white bachelorette. This fool don't put his hand on the nape of her neck where that track is.
You don't touch no black woman's hair.
Okay?
I think he did that so she couldn't escape.
Once he got into the kiss, don't start back talking again.
Yeah, shut
up. Now you're talking your way out the draw.
Yeah.
Just be quiet.
Yeah, don't finish what you're saying. It should have been over.
Get the rub.
Yeah.
He should have asked for a back rub after that.
Can I kiss you?
No. You can't kiss me.
Where your swag at? You're supposed to slide in and be we're supposed to make eye contact, and you're supposed to kiss.
Go in, go for it.
Yeah, see, if he'd have just walked up to her and be like, there, boom, that would have been confident.
Right.
Boom, she wouldn't have had no choice.
But then you would have hollered sexual assault.
Right.
So this is the question. As a man, do y'all ask girls for kisses? Have y'all ever asked, or do y'all just know?
I'm not the aggressor.
True.
Y'all know Portia, the first lady.
Right?
Yes, she is, honey. Now, yesterday, y'all, the world was in a tizzy, honey, about Halle Berry cradling her stomach like it was a baby bump on the red carpet. Now, her publicist released a statement denying that she was pregnant, but Miss Berry herself has finally set the record straight.
What's she talking about?
She done pissed me off.
Baby, she posted this photo to her Instagram and wrote, "Can a girl have a damn steak and fries?" Can she?
A girl who can have a steak and fries is me, okay? Because my stomach is out like that every day, and I ain't trying to hold it. She was holding her stomach. She is pregnant, okay, y'all? She is.
She just might be poking it out for y'all. You know how we make our bellies look big.
Halle Berry don't do that. She's a grand woman. She would never do that. No, ma'am.
And what pound steak did she eat to poke her stomach out like that?
And French fries.
No, that was a ribeye.
That was a ribeye?
Definitely a boned-in ribeye. Some French fries. She had a salad and sweet tea.
Oh, that's what it was. Well, Ricky, our Dish Nation fans do not miss a detail. Nothing gets past them, including your elbows.
So a
couple weeks ago, you were on the show, and some fans noticed that there was a little ash going on.
Do I have any today?
Yeah, it's a little bit right now. Miss Mary Mac tweeted, "Hey, Ricky, your elbows show is ashy." It's called Jergens, my Look what DL Lovely 10 said.
Wait a minute.
Dish
what is
Nation,
this? Hey, Ricky Day?
Yes, it is. Ooh. Dish Nation, perhaps someone can come up with an app that dispenses lotion. I'm weak, but I couldn't resist. I love y'all.
I got some. There we go.
And She Do Graphics even tweeted a photo of some lotion writing, "Ricky Smiley, bruh, check the elbows before they tape Dish Nation. Good to see you back. Roast your crew for not telling you. I know somebody walked behind you." Laugh out loud.
See, this is just wrong. And I don't use that kind of lotion anyway. I use Carrie, and it's hard to find. They don't sell them in all stores.
You didn't use it that day.
Don't make Carrie lose their business.
Exactly.
Right.
All right, baby. Coming up, honey, somebody came for Rihanna, baby, and she read them for Phil, bitch. We'll tell you what she did next.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, in this world of ours, even Rihanna is not immune from body shamers, and they really took to her.
Oh, I'd like to shame all over her body.
are body shaming Rihanna in the last few weeks because she's been posting some pictures of herself looking a little more full figured than you're used to. So the haters are out, and nobody shuts down a hater like Rihanna. First, she was spotted in Miami filming a music video with DJ Khaled wearing this. Okay, she looks like a hot Miss Cleo. Call me now. I will. So that was the first thing. And then she took to Instagram and posted this meme with the caption, "If you can't handle me at my 2007 Gucci Mane, then you can't handle me at my 2017 Gucci Mane."
I don't think I could ever have handled Rihanna. She is fine, but she scares me.
She scares you?
I think she would tear me apart.
Here's what's depressing. People are calling Rihanna full-figured. That's depressing. Look at this picture of Rihanna. There's nothing full-figured about her.
That's the kind of world we live in. Even Rihanna is going to get body shamed. Yep. So if you do get body shamed, remember that. Even Rihanna gets body shamed.
Mm-hmm.
So don't listen to the losers.
Back off, haters.
You look good. Even if you are a little fat. What? I'm helping.
No. You always think and you know.
Well, moving on from Rihanna's body positivity.
Uh-huh.
See what I did there?
I do.
Turned it around. Uh-huh. Now I'm helping. There's a minor league baseball team. The Ogden Raptors are a rookie affiliate of the LA Dodgers, and they put out a press release touting their upcoming Hourglass Appreciation Night. And here's some of what they had to say. Now, fans will have the opportunity to pose for pictures with the lovely ladies as we showcase seriously splendid visual appeal. Utah's legendary mountains, Dodgers and Reds farmhands, and gorgeous women whose curves rival those of any stud pitching prospect.
Oh, I get it. Utah's legendary mountains. I see what they're doing.
No, I don't see what they're doing. What are they doing? And of course, like any great idea, the haters have come out on the internet and have ruined it, so they've pulled down the press release and stopped the entire thing.
Oh, no.
Are you upset, Sammy, because you're not hourglass shaped? You're more thermometer shaped?
Oh, my God.
No.
But she still makes your temperature rise.
No, I'm not upset about that. The reason I'm upset about this is because my body type is what it is. This is just what I look like no matter what I eat, no matter what I do. This is just what I look like. And I get body shaped. People look at me and they're like, God, eat a cheeseburger. Do you know how many cheeseburgers I eat? Do you know how much macaroni and cheese I eat? It's just what you look like.
Bitch brag.
No,
cheeseburgers all the time. Can't gain a pound. It's horrible.
You get shamed too. I get it. Skinny girls get shamed too.
Yeah, she's shaped like the T in T-ball.
I'm shaped like that red bat you get in kindergarten. That big, real fat on you.
No.
Speaking of perfect tens, don't forget that every single day our show is available as a podcast. So everything you love about us on TV, you now get in audio form, and you don't have to look at Frank.
Okay.
So make sure you go to iTunes.
Yeah, go to iTunes and rate us, okay? 5 stars only, please.
5.
More Dish Nation coming up.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, Canada's come up with a new way to help teens out with unwanted sexting. In other words, if someone sends them a text asking for a new picture, they're saying to send them this picture instead. Are you guys ready to see what it is?
Yeah.
I'm going to text it to you all at the same time.
Okay.
And here we go.
It's beautiful. I mean,
it's disgusting. It's not what I expected.
Well, yeah. At least it's waxed.
Right.
Yeah, I mean.
Slip and slide.
It's upside.
Yeah. Does that remind
you of Rick?
It just looked like the nude beach in all over Miami. All them old people out there walking around naked with a tan. Yeah.
Oh.
That's what it looked like.
So they got a website set up that has all types of pictures of stuff you can send to people when they ask for, like, you know, nude photos and stuff like that.
Or just send them a picture of Gary with his bikini on.
Oh, yeah. Lord.
Oh, that'll turn them off. Oh,
damn. That'll turn them off.
No, yes, like a light switch.
All you got to do is Google whatever part they want to see from online and then crop it and send them that.
Well, I sent a picture of the Sears Tower in Chicago.
Oh, wow. So that's where you
want to go? Same thing. You heard? Well, you know what I'm talking about.
And she don't even open it.
Nah, I believe it.
Baby, oh, baby, oh, baby, oh.
Baby, oh.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Grant. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.